Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that an athlete's perceived level of conflict with a coach is related to his or her risk of developing an eating psychopathology. Eating disorders are far from uncommon within the realm of athletics, and recent research has identified athletes to be at an increased risk of developing eating disorders as well as problematic eating attitudes. Eating disorders can lead to long-term detrimental physiological and psychological outcomes and are the leading cause of mortality above all other mental health issues. Due to the fact that it is not understood why exactly athletes are particularly at risk for eating disorders, investigation in this subject matter is extremely important. This article delves into research about this subject and tries to determine the predictive role of interpersonal difficulties, such as relationship quality and attachment styles, on eating psychopathology among competitive British athletes. The study involved 122 British athletes with a mean age of 21 years and ranging from collegiate to international competitive level. Some of the athletes were involved with individual sports such as swimming, cycling, and judo, while the other athletes participated in team sports such as rugby, football, and hockey. Data collection consisted of a study pack including a demographic questionnaire, eating disorder examination questionnaire, sports-specific quality of relationship inventory, and experiences in close relationships. The athletes completed the packs at baseline, and at this time, the authors collected additional data about their body mass index. 6 months later, the authors gave the same study pack to the athletes and measured the athletes' body mass index again to collect a second round of data. The study found that out of all of the possible predictors, the conflict with the coach was the only independent predictor of an athlete's eating psychopathology. The study helped solidify the idea that those suffering from unsupportive relationships that are constantly filled with conflict, especially athletes, can be at increased risk of suffering from eating disorders or problematic eating attitudes. Although we still cannot be 100% sure why exactly athletes are at more risk for eating disorders, this study found that interpersonal relationships, especially between player and coach, play a huge role in eating psychopathology. We can hypothesize that because athletes spend countless amounts of hours in the company of their teammates and coaches due to the rigorous schedule, these relationships may not always be healthy or without conflict and can cause increased risk of unhealthy eating habits and attitudes. The findings of this study could allow for immediate education to be implemented in athletic venues in regards to training athletes and coaches about the potential issues surrounding eating habits. Education is key, but if all else fails, there could also potentially be other interventions involving sports nutritionists and even sports psychologists to work with both the athletes as well as the coaching staff. This past week, we also had three other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported that athletes with increased glenoid retroversion may be at risk for posterior shoulder instability. Increased internal and external rotation strength was also associated with instability, but it's unclear whether these differences were causative or compensatory to the differences in glenoid anatomy. The second post announced the release of an inter-association's recommendations on developing a plan for the recognition and referral of collegiate student athletes with psychological concerns. And the third post described a clinical trial that found that an ACL hamstring autograft can be harvested from either the same or opposite leg without compromising quality of life, clinical signs and symptoms, or strength for at least 24 months after surgery. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a summary of a study that evaluated the economic and societal impact of ACL surgery. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.